If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663 for international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with Salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We are going to be talking about the Sonic Attack. And I'm not talking about the hamburger joint that you go visit at midnight. Oh, no. We're going to be talking about some other things. And we got a whole stack of stuff in a quack report. But we're going to get to it as soon as we can. But before we do that, we got to honor the Lord. So today's devotional has us in Acts 16 and also in John 6. And it goes like this. The Lord said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved, and all thy house. And Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. And verily I say to you, he that believes on me has everlasting life. Amen. I'll take it. Oh, yeah. Anyway, mind the time, it grows short because that is the way. Without further ado, let's do quack report. All right, thanks, Frank. Okay, the EPA, you ready for this? EPA says a little radiation is good for you. Maybe it may go make you healthy. Oh, yes, this kind of fits in with our sonic attack report. That's right, government's current well, they want to get rid of the decades-old guidelines on radiation exposure, saying that, you know, well, radiation is healthy for you. It's not harmful. It's not a cancer risk. That's right. So critics say that, you know, the proposed change could lead to higher levels of exposure for people that work with nuclear centers, people that are in drilling sites, medical workers exposed to X-rays, CT scans. Also in March, just this past March, EPA's guidelines, they said, for radiation, they said current science suggests there are some cancer risks, there is some cancer risk from any exposure to radiation. So they just said in March, there's a little bit of radiation. And, yeah, Frank's saying, yeah. And you know, the same people that said smoking cigarettes is good for you too. I know. So, even exposure, though, to 100 millisieverts of radiation, that's about, what, 25 chest x-rays or 14 CT scans, gonna increase your risk of getting cancer in the future. So the regulation for the changing of the guidelines, the EPA's guidelines, is out for public comment. So no specific date of adopting the change. So if you want to, you know, let your voice be heard, then go for it. Moving along in the quack report. Here's a study that confirms a link between violent video games and physical aggression. This was an international study. They followed about 17,000 adolescents
you know, kids between 9 and 19 through from 2010 to 2017. And they found that when they played violent video games, it led to increased physical aggression over time. So these were 24 studies from countries including the United States, Canada, Germany, and Japan. So they found that they're playing the violent games like Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty, Manhunt. They're likely to exhibit behavior that they would normally have been sent to the principal's office for. Okay, so the American Psychological Association, they have a task force report. And in 2015, they reported there's a link between violent video games and increased aggression in those who play them, but they didn't find sufficient evidence that the violence translated into criminal violence. So this whole report is published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, if you want to go look at that. And last but not least, hey, Pepsi-Cola, they're going to join the other cola or the, I guess, the soda manufacturers, they're going to look into the potential of making a beverage with cannabis, your marijuana. Now, cannabis is still illegal under federal law through a lot of the U.S. states. So even though some states have legalized it, Pepsi is, you know, just investigating this. They're going to turn over every stone to look for growth and in making, manufacturing, and distributing and selling such a product. So, yeah, if cola wasn't bad enough for you, add the wacky weed to it and see. I think it'll sell out, though, Frank, don't you think? I think the millennials will just be, like, stuffing the fridge with it. Absolutely. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about the sonic attack. Now, as I mentioned, a real sonic attack is not that it's not the midnight run to the burger at the Sonic drive-thru. That's not what I'm talking about. Sonic attacks are becoming more prevalent on a global scale. So the use of this ultrasonic weapons, they're being used by a lot of governments, and the sonic technology harnesses the sound waves, and they can injure or even incapacitate people. So in extreme instances, it can be used to even kill people. However, there is more than enough doubt to kind of squelch the reports that many are saying it's a nonsense. And they also say electromagnetic radio waves, not going to hurt you either, but it's grown in concern as well. So we're going to take a look at these stealthy weapons and be more aware of the evidence of an attack, you know, because there's fallout, there's symptoms, there's things that you should be aware of that can happen if you're exposed. Let me read you this quote from Dr. John O'Halley. He's an ENT at Carcosa Department of Otho-Oncology, University of Southern California. He says, "It sounds very appealing and interesting, but I find it hard to believe that there's actually such a device." He doesn't think that, you know, a sonic device exists to hurt people with. So, well, you know, it does sound kind of out there, like, you know, into sci-fi, but so were flip phones and smartphones, you know, what, 50 years ago? Nobody would have believed it. So we're going to talk about this new artillery, if you will, and believe it or not, it will give you some things to mull over right after this break, so don't go anywhere.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death.
New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. We're talking about the sonic attacks, this new artillery, if you will. You know, the old generation of sound weapons, you know, were the flashbang grenades and the sound cannons. You know, they used to use that against protesters. And many experts are skeptical of more modern acoustic weapons. So the artillery of sonic attacks could be described in different ways. Terms like sonic bullets, sonic grenades, sonic mines, and sonic cannons. So sound technology can hone waves of sound into either a field coverage or for more focus, like a beam. Any sound blast above 20 kilohertz can actually cause physical damage to the body, and it gives new meaning to the term kilohertz. So the human ear can hear sound levels between 20 to 20,000 hertz, and 1 hertz equals 0.001 kilohertz. So the audible spectrum of sound for humans is within frequencies between about 20 hertz and 20 kilohertz. So our hearing level will vary due to the health of the ear and your nervous system. Well, let's look at what the symptoms of attack might be. There are several ways the human body can react to sonic attacks. Different devices can be used for sonic attacks, such as from a computer or other device. So the device exploits acoustic sound, usually through an acoustic cryptic analysis. This is called a side channel attack. So the components of, let's say, computer boards emit a high-pitched sound when you turn them on due to the vibration from the electronic components. And studies show that by placing a cell phone next to a computer, or if you use a sensitive microphone, it can pick up these signals. So if the sound is intense enough, it can actually cause lung embolisms that can travel to your heart for immediate death. Lung rupture due to the increased pressure from the sound's emitting, hearing loss, dizziness and vertigo, nausea, and concussion. Now, I'm not saying turning on your computer will do that. I'm just saying sound at a certain precision can do certain things. And, of course, you know, what are you shaking your head, Frank? You know, it's right up there. That's right, with a high fructose corn syrup in the population. So, you know, these frequencies that can
damage you, you know, what do they care, right? Well, let's get to what they tested, because it's highly likely that new acoustic weapons have been tested on government employees. So it was highly unlikely to be a consequence that many employees would come down with symptoms associated with a sonic attack within a restricted area. Most reports are written as it's unknown incidents. And when people come forward to describe their experience, they say they heard this buzzing noise or this scraping noise, and most incidents occurred at night, and then the victims had ringing in the ears, and they felt vibrations. So if, you know, the weaponry is real, instead of using a loud noise to disorient a person, they're using a silent weapon instead. So if you get enough vibration inside the body, it is thought to cause a person to be stunned. So in some instances, it was reported to be able to liquefy bowels to cause diarrhea. Now, one description of an acoustic weapon is called a hailing device. It is described as being able to send verbal commands and beams of sound that can travel underwater and create ear-splitting sound waves. It's called the long-range acoustic device, or LRAD. The type of sound cannon basically that's breaching the distance beyond the typical loudspeakers. So it can cause long-term hearing loss. And of course, the New York Police Department tested it on protesters in 2014, and then they got sued. Other than the panic and disorientation that one would experience from a sudden hearing loss, then the weapon is no longer effective if you're deaf, right? Right. Oh, well. Well, I want to look at the Diplomat report. If you remember the diplomats in 2017, you remember that, Frank? American and Canadian diplomats in Cuba and China had symptoms that closely were related to the effects of exposure to a radio frequency microwave electromagnetic radiation device. Now, the research report by Dr. Beatrice Golem, she was published in September 2018's Journal of Neural Computation. And according to Dr. Golem, she's a medical physician at San Diego School of Medicine in California, and she wanted to find out what the mystery illness was going on with these diplomats, what they were suffering from, and also the U.S. government and some of their agencies were saying they wanted to determine the cause of the illnesses too. So here's what Dr. Golem said, quote, "I looked at what's known as pulsed radio frequency microwave electromagnetic radiation in relation to what the diplomats experienced, and everything fits. The specifics of varied sound that they encountered during their episodes, such as chirping and ringing and buzzing, do match up with what is called microwave hearing or Frey effect," end of quote. So Dr. Golem went on to say that their symptoms included what she described as this dominant effect, such as sleep problems, headaches, cognitive issues. And she says some had auditory malfunctions and also was seen as mental illness characteristics, like they were depressed, anxious, had obsessive compulsive disorders, bipolar disorders, post-traumatic stress disorders. So it was really strange. These were people that didn't have these problems prior to their symptoms. Now, Dr. Golem also compared reports from a 2012 study where people who were affected by electromagnetic radiation in Japan, they had similar symptoms, she said, at similar rates as the diplomats did. So she said brain imaging on both groups supported her findings, as such exposure, she says, causes evidence of traumatic brain injury. And she said, we should be aware of the classic signs of being bombarded with microwave technology causing the following: hearing strange sounds, and of course, all those followed symptoms I just described. Mm-hmm. All right. Yes, Frank, be funny over there. He says, let's just turn all the Democrats, turn it on the Democrats. Or is this, this is turning people into Democrats. Well, get political on me here, right? All right, so Dr. David Carpenter now, he's the director of the Institute of Health and Environment at the University of Albany, New York, and he states that he wasn't involved in Dr. Golem's research, but he states regarding her study, he says it illustrates what he calls microwave hearing, He says that people who are sensitive to radio frequency radiation can trigger symptoms as the tissue heats up and causing the sounds, those clicks. He says also those that are sensitive to it can have disabling and even permanent damage. He relates people who are sensitive to radio waves as those compared to those sensitive to allergies and foods like peanuts. Well, here's another quote from Dr. Carpenter. He says, we have seen this before when the Soviets radiated the U.S. Embassy in Moscow in the days of the Cold War. End of quote. See, we want to tell me it doesn't exist as a weapon now? Well, let's look at some of the modern stress, because what the research is also showing is that these radio frequency radiation exposure is causing a lot of stress on the human body. So Dr. Colum had conducted some research on the oxidative stress and how such exposure disrupts your mitochondrial function in your cells. She says our cells are affected with regard to your overall health, aging, behavior, illnesses, and oxidative stress that's confirmed, she says, to occur in 93 out of 100 studies that they tested on the frequency, radio frequency radiation, how it affects your cells. So what this means is that the radiation we're getting exposed to can create havoc in our bodies where we struggle to have a properly functioning immune system and also how the body detoxifies itself. So it lends itself to increasing the risk of conditions such as Alzheimer's disease, autism, depression, cancer, inflammation, autoimmune activation, mitochondrial injury, chronic fatigue syndrome, and also puts an extra burden on the body when you're having to metabolize prescribed medications. So we ought to keep all this accumulative effect, you know, in the forefront of our minds. So, and a lot of people say, well, let's just go where there's no radio frequency radiation. Well, if we ask where the electromagnetic radiation is so that we can avoid it, it may be better to ask where it is not. This radiation is saturating our modern culture. Anything wireless has it. Computers, routers, TV, phones, headphones. And also recently, major airlines and public schools and universities have installed Wi-Fi, which offers the risk as well. So a school district now near Charlotte, North Carolina, had a spike in eye cancer among students, and the school had just installed Wi-Fi, and it was also located close to a Doppler radar tower, which offers radiation waves at a precise frequency. However, the National Institutes of Environmental Health Science and other agencies deny that the likelihood of harm to humans when you're exposed. So Dr. Colum disagrees with that assessment, and I tend to agree with her. You do those surveys, environmental surveys, and you come up with, it can't be that. Well, it's the only thing that's new, right? Only thing that's new from last year, and the kids are sick. Well, we got to take a little break. We'll be right back. Not done with this topic. We'll be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll-free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll free. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
And I guess, are we back, Frank?
We're back.
Yes. All right. We're talking about the new sonic attacks here that we need to be aware of, savvy about. Let me read you this quote again from Dr. Beatrice Golem, medical physician, San Diego School of Medicine, California. She's talking about what the health agencies, environmental institutes, medical science is saying about radio frequency radiation. She says many of the no harm studies were funded by vested industries or had other conflicts of interest. Other independent studies over decades have reported biological effects and harm to health from this type of non-ionizing radiation. More research must be done by parties free from ties to vested interests. There are more than just a few diplomats at risk. There are large numbers of people at risk, end of quote. Well, you know, I'm all for supporting the immune system function and detoxing the body from radiation. What do you say? You know, we have many herbs God's given us. They're designed to support or boost your immune system and to remove radioactive particulates from your body, radioactive particles. So herbal organ cleansing really is becoming this non-negotiating part of preserving our health. So if you want to learn how to do that, it's not rocket science. It's not hard. It's not expensive. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They are experts in immune boosting and organ cleansing, and they'll help you discover how powerful you can be. So if you want to help your body detox and boost your immune system, especially as the cold and flu season moves through, you know, give them a call, 866-229-3663. That is a toll-free number in the U.S. and Canada, 866-229-3663. Now, you can go to the website, thepowerherbs.com, because you know what? If you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs, because they make a professional-grade formula for practitioners and you. That's right. Now, you can take advantage. They have in their big fall sale, and you can save 15% and get free U.S. ground ship on orders of $50 or more. Details are on the website, or you can call them up and say, hey, I want the fall sale, and you'll get that discount. But hurry, the sale ends on October the 6th, this coming Saturday. Great, great opportunity to stock up. This is our second week in the sale. People are just, like, loving sales, you know, absolutely great thing. Now, if you miss the sale and you do use the Internet to shop, Apothecary Herbs has lots of ways for you to save. They have discount coupons up on the website under each product category. It's a green button. Just click that. Also, they have a rewards point program. So if you like to register and then check out, you will accumulate points with each purchase you make, and you can redeem them later for saving. So always lots of ways to save there. All right, so we're going to be talking about Here it is. I promised the other day we were going to talk about bad breath, I believe is what I said. Didn't I say I was going to talk about bad breath, Frank? Yeah. I mean, it's not life-threatening, but it is. It's nothing that nobody wants. Some people, you know, say, you know, I just got this bad taste in my mouth. You know, bad breath is people just kind of mask it with, you know, mints and mouthwash. They just kind of mask it, but they're not really getting at the cause of what bad breath is all about. So a lot of activities are created, you know, by an industry out there to reduce your bad breath. You know, there's a whole line of different mouthwashes now, even the alcohol-free ones that don't feel so dry. They have, you know, all these nice little gadgets to scrape and floss and all that stuff. But according to the Medical Dental Association, 14 to 25% of us have what is called clinical bad breath. So that means 45% of the people on the planet have chronic bad breath. 99% of the rest of us have just that temporary dragon breath in the morning. I know. All right, so let's get to it. What is clinical bad breath? Hey, Frank, do you know? Well, a medical term is halitosis, and anything with osis means it's a condition that is considered abnormal. There's an abnormal process there. So bad breath is an abnormal condition, according to medicine, which the mouthwash isn't going to fix. And in most cases, it makes the condition worse. Now, modern medicine has declared that bad breath can be caused by, you know, poor oral hygiene or periodontal disease or sinusitis or tonsillitis or acidosis. List is kind of endless there. But, you know, the list of reasons for your bad breath doesn't go past the stomach, okay? And medicine also is suggesting that the older you get, you're more likely to have bad breath or halitosis. So modern medicine expects us to have a clinical condition of bad breath at some point in our lives. Now, for the most part, the medical community has ignored the cause of bad breath. Now, in the 1960s, Dr. J. Tonsedich, he published what was felt at the time, a report on what causes halitosis. He says it was due to a production of sulfur compounds in your mouth. These compounds produce oxygen-hating bacteria. So according to the scientific community, the bacteria that's alive and reproduces, has to be dealt with. So that's what they want. That's where your mouthwash comes in. They also say there's a breakdown of food proteins in between your teeth can cause a lot of that problem as well. So bacteria, they say, is what's interacting with a lot of amino acids in your mouth. It's creating that terrible sulfur compound, which is making your breath smell like rotten eggs or dirty socks. So dentists will actually, tell you to deal with your gum tissue and scrape your tongue and to use these wetting sprays and all this stuff, but it's really not getting at the cause of bad breath. And by the way, does anybody remember what I said about Listerine? Listerine was an OR disinfectant. That's what it was created for. It's not discriminative on bacteria, by the way. So you have healthy bacteria in your mouth. You kind of need that. So people spend a lot of money trying to make sweet smelling, things come out of their mouth and breath wise. And many attempt to, you know, cover it up. And it's like spraying perfume on a fish, to be honest. So Americans alone spend about $10 billion every year on things like chewing gum and toothpaste and mouthwash and breath mints and other devices trying to clear up their bad breath. So research is actually revealing that 80% of halitosis cases are really not due to poor oral hygiene at all. So the American Dental Association will recommend the following to people to address their bad breath. They'll say brush your teeth at least twice a day with toothpaste that contains fluoride. Brush your tongue, back of your tongue, takes practice so you don't gag, gagging reflex, you know. Also, they'll say, or use a tongue scraper. They'll say to do that. They'll also floss your teeth every day. See your dentist every 6 months. Get your teeth cleaned. They'll say use mouthwashes that have low alcohol content that contain a lot of chlorine dioxide. They'll say use your periodontal scraping of the gums, maybe some stomach pills. It's a prescription, as well as, breath sprays and other commercial, remedies on the shelf out there. And you'll still have bad breath till the cows come home, basically. So after you're living with chronic bad breath and it takes its toll on patients, personal life, people start avoiding you. You get a little depressed about it, maybe even withdrawn. You don't want to go out socially. But on the other side of things are people in America that really don't have halitosis but are fearful of getting it, right? So these people don't leave the house without an arsenal of breath mints and sprays and chewing gum. And these individuals are not afraid of bad breath. They're just, they just don't want the stigma associated with it. It makes them, halitosis phobics. So research is showing that those suffering from halitosis are 60% more likely to experience more stress than those without clinical bad breath. 9 out of 10 people that suffer from bad breath, clinical bad breath, spend more than 72 hours and $400 a year trying to treat the condition. So the frustration is people with bad breath that are suffering from bad breath, they have this extended excessive effort trying to get rid of the condition, and they're not getting the success that they want. So this makes over half of the halitosis sufferers kind of depressed, explains why 71% will actually consider enduring painful and invasive surgery to cure the condition, even though the success rate is like 3%. That's if you can believe medicine on that. You want to consider some other factors. Aside from the bacterial infections and hygiene, there are other factors thought to also contribute to your clinical bad breath. All right, so chemical sources that could be contributing to a bad breath, chemicals like arsenic, lead, anything that is an ore byproduct. Others believe halitosis is from maybe smoking or a yeast infection, but I know different. I'm gonna explain what I know that works for sure. Halitosis is most often a result of a diet problem and the digestive system. So eating too many foods that are carbohydrate and have lots of sugar will create and feed this bacteria that also contributes to the accumulation of what is called this putrefactive bacteria. And this bacteria will live in undigested food, and then it releases a lot of gas, causes bloating, a lot of flatulence. So eating more fruits and vegetables with lots of vitamin C prevent your gum diseases that is associated also with gum disease, halitosis, and will help improve digestion. Converting more to raw foods rather than cooked vegetables helps as well. Get a little rich chlorophyll in there. And chlorophyll actually promotes sweet breath. So I know I got to take a break. More tips on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. easy to use, and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. We're back here in Herb Talk, and we're kind of wrapping up the bad breath segment. And, you know, some tricks that really work, I've seen it over the years, is, you know, taking away the things that are making you sick and putting in the good things that can clear up the condition. You have a lot of power with your diet. You can actually, when you get a lot of chlorophyll-rich plants in your diet, you'll protect yourself from salmonella and other toxic pathogens. So some herbs you might want to consider would be fenugreek, rosemary, spirulina, chlorella, gentian root, Celtic sea salt to help with the hydrochloric acid in the digestive system so you can break down proteins and convert them to energy better. Bowel cleanse, always a thumbs up for bad breath. I mean, I've seen it over and over and over again. People just clean out that whole plumbing from top to bottom, and they're amazed at, you know, the condition kind of just vaporizes, and they go, I've been suffering from this for so long. And yep, I know it's not disease management when you use God's herbs. See, God says herbs are here for the healing of man. That's right. Yeah, service of man, healing of the nations, God can't lie. All right, so I want to talk with you. I got a few minutes. So we're going to talk a little bit about, I think it's salt. Yeah, we're going to talk about salt because we have gotten so far away from the basics that keep us healthy and keep us youthful and our bodies functioning properly that, you know, we're grasping at straws with all the newfangled stuff coming out of healthcare. We have overlooked and neglected the basics right in front of our face. Now, one of the things that really impressed me when I was a young budding herbalist in my 30s, you kind of knocked me over the feather when I discovered the difference between a healthy salt and an unhealthy salt. So your unhealthy salt is usually what's distributed throughout America in all the stores. It's that white salt you see with the girl with the little umbrella. And it's processed and stripped of all its mineral content. It's stripped that it's void of any nutrition, that they have to put synthetic iodine back in so people don't get goiters of the thyroid. And by the way, salt manufacturers aren't mandated to have to do that. They do it if they want to. So when I discovered a salt that wasn't processed and it still had 84 microminerals in it, it's a different animal. Okay. So if you took a pinch
of, let's say, the processed salt that everybody has and put it in your mouth, you'd feel thirsty. You'd have to take a sip of water. And that's because there's no mineral content in it. Also, when you have a salt like that, it numbs your taste buds. So you're trying to shake on the salt so you taste more food. You're actually not tasting more food. And so the unprocessed salt, which is just sun-dried, it doesn't numb your tongue. You actually taste more food. It's like waking up your taste buds, to be honest. And you don't feel thirsty. That's because magnesium's still in it. We're so mineral depleted because our foods are just not grown properly anymore. Salt is a necessity. And the wonderful thing about a salt with minerals, they support cardio. They don't create hypertension. That's right. So, you know, before scientists could actually visualize viruses and bacteria through their microscope, Benjamin Franklin had an accurate theory about viruses like rhinoviruses, the common cold stuff. In the 1700s, he noticed that the common belief that one could catch a cold by becoming chilled in wet weather, if you're in wet clothes, was inaccurate because seamen constantly wore clothing, got wet. He deduced that people would catch a cold from the other person in close quarters, such as in small rooms, coaches, sitting close together in private conversations, breathing in infected person's breath. So before the concept of germs was well known and documented, Benjamin Franklin, through observation and deduction, figured it out. He also noted that sailors tended to have more of a resistance to colds, and he deduced that it was their exposure to the salt from the ocean. So he wrote about it, and he would visit the seaside. He would drink salt water, and he would help him overcome his cold within about a day. So Benjamin Franklin knew that salt was important to health, but modern science warns us against using it. Well, against using the processed stuff. So, and when you shop for sun-dried salt, they call it Celtic salt. It's got to be off-white or grayish color. It can't be white. If it's white, it's been processed. Don't even bother. Don't even bother with Himalayan salt. It's mined. The chemistry's not the same. And you'll have shale in with it, and that'll clog your kidneys. So you want to do an ocean salt, because when they analyze body fluids from us, our cell chemistry fluids are almost identical to ocean water. So it's one of those things you have to replenish. So, you know, and when you discover something so basic as being a lifesaver, let me tell you what salt does. It helps regulate water fluids in your body. So water and salt are counter-regulatory in your system. They need one another. And if you take all the fluids away, you're just a pile of minerals. So salt's real important to help that chemistry stay balanced. It also strengthens the outer wall of your cells, which makes it harder for bacteria and viruses to penetrate the cell wall and infect you. It also strengthens the artery and vein walls and keeps them more pliable or flexible, so it makes it harder for plaque to stick. So salt is going to help also with hydrochloric acid in your digestive system, like I said, so you can digest proteins a lot easier, because proteins get converted to amino acids, and those amino acids are your fuel for your cells. So salt is one of those magnificent little things that's so basic and it's so overlooked towards health. I can't tell you. So salt really is essential to life. It was in the ancient world. It is today as well. Animals, even salt licks for farm animals. They got to have salt. So we have to have salt. It's actually, it was the same value as money in the ancient world. And salt was a preservative for meats and fish. They would dry the meats with it. Now, the human spine actually houses a lot of cerebral spinal fluid, which is salt water, and it feeds the spine and your brain. And the electrolytes help transmit conduit for electrical impulses. So if you don't have salt, you're in trouble. Salt and water are needed for those electrical impulses. Also, the minerals in the salt nourish and cleanse your cells. Medicine calls these electrolytes, but without them, your heart muscle isn't going to beat properly and your muscles won't contract and release properly. Babies in the womb float around, like I said, in amniotic fluid that's identical to ocean water. It's important from start to finish. Calcium salts protect your bone marrow, and 27% of the salts in your body are in your bones. So real ocean salt is that sun-dried salt. It has your minerals, 84 microminerals in them. It's not just sodium chloride. Salt minerals are also valuable, help your bodies, detoxify. Salt without the minerals is really salt that has lost its savor, and it's not even worthy of the dung pile. So devitalized products are going to make you ill. Full spectrum whole food type products are with trace minerals, help the body pH to balance, so you're not too acidic or too, you're not too acidic. And so the blood, your brain, your spine, your bones, your glands, all your organs really have to have salt, right? And these are the two elements. I can't believe it. It's heart patients are taking off all salt. Their heart needs it. Electrolytes have to have it for the heart to beat properly. All right. So people won't be dehydrated. It prevents you from edema. Salt balances that fluid so you don't have the edema and dehydration problem, so it's important. Also, salt is helpful for people that are diabetic. And so people that are on long convalescence illnesses, give them some salt and some American ginseng. That's what I would do if I were you. There's lots of things you can do. So salt, our body's dependent on it. So if you don't have salt, there's been actually studies that were done by Dr. Bateman. He said you'll get headaches, you can have asthma conditions, allergies without the right salt. Your body will be stressed. You could be depressed, have diabetes, incontinence, arrhythmia of the heart, digestive disorders, also gout, muscle spasms, osteoporosis, varicose veins, erectile dysfunction, blood pressure problems, high cholesterol, and more. Yeah, let me talk about varicose veins for a second. When you go to the dermatologist to have him treat your varicose veins, what is he going to do? He's going to inject you with a saline solution. This salt will temporarily strengthen the vein wall so it quits bleeding. What's happening is your vein wall is so weak, it's collapsing, and blood is leaking out. So you get the saline solution, and all of a sudden the varicose vein disappears. But it's temporary. Well, what if you had real straight-up ocean salt with the minerals in it every day? Guess what? You don't have to go to the dermatologist. Hello? Yep, you have that power. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they do carry the sun-dried ocean salt. It comes from France, where they still have the sand and clay salt flats. They do it the old-fashioned way. Excellent salt. You'd be amazed. It's like night and day. So check them out at thepowerherbs.com. You can order there or get a catalog from them. You can order through their product catalog and get some real salt and be strong out there. I mean, you'll be amazed how a little salt can do a world of good. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your host, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.